Next, public hearing was conditional use number 1972, Harry E. Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please do so.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1971 for Harry E. Miller for an auto repair shop based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Site is currently the residence of the applicant. Based upon the testimony of the applicant, the use will be a family-run business and the size and scope of the auto repair business will be very consistent with that of a home occupation. The applicant will be required to comply with all waste disposal regulations and requirements associated with oils, lubricants, etc., associated with the use. The use will not have any adverse impact on traffic or area roadways. The use with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. The use as an auto repair facility is of a public or semi-public character that promotes the convenience of providing an auto repair service to Sussex County residents. The applicant has stated that all repair work will be performed within the building located on the site. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. The use shall be limited to an automobile repair facility. There shall not be any boat repair or large truck repairs permitted on the site. No towing operations shall occur from the site. No junked, permanently inoperable or unregistered vehicles shall be stored on the site. No more than four vehicles awaiting repair shall be stored outside on the site at any one time, other than the owner's personal vehicles.
I didn't write this one.
Just yeah, I know you did. All repairs shall occur within the building. The applicant shall comply with all state and federal requirements regarding the storage, use, and disposal of all fluids associated with the use. One unlighted sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet to be located on the side of the building per the applicant's request. And the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring roadways or properties. All scrapped automobile parts shall also be stored in containers or behind screening fences so that they cannot be viewed from the neighboring properties or roadways. The final site plan shall show the location of all parking areas, dumpster areas, outside containers, and screening required by this approval. No used car sales or retail operations shall be conducted from the site, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1972 for the reasons contained in the motion along with the conditions and stipulations indicated by Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.